Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken whips up a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Now, Charles Greenfield welcomes back the executive and artistic director of Miami-Dade County's signature jazz and classical summertime concert series.
The Coral Gables Congregational Church at 3010 DeSoto Boulevard displays its striking Spanish Revival 1924 facade just opposite the landmark Biltmore Hotel. In terms of cultural activities, the Spanish colonial-style sanctuary has dominated the summer season for over two decades, with its sparkling concert series. In 2002, the 450-seat church, listed in the National Registry of Historic Buildings, started a conservatory for the arts for talented but financially challenged Miami-Dade County youth. The conservatory offers one-on-one instrument training, studies in music theory, juried evaluations, performances, forums with artists, and public performance opportunities. Thanks to their after-school curriculum, young musicians follow up with several training performing ensembles throughout the community. Teachers are recruited from stellar sources like the New World Symphony and the University of Miami Frost School of Music. CAP has received the Children's Cultural Coalition's Artist Impact Award that recognizes achievement in the arts for children and families. Best of all, the Young Musicians Summer Master Classes offers an extraordinary opportunity for young musicians to interact with the artists appearing during the summer series. Recently, I spoke to Coral Gables Congregational Church's Artistic and Executive Director, Mark Hart, about its exciting 29th Community Arts Program, CAP, with its 2014 summer concert series, artists, and the programs that will be performed. According to UM's Dean of Music, Shelley Berg, the CAP Summer Series is a, quote, rare opportunity to hear world-renowned artists, close quote. Performances will take place every other Thursday at 8 p.m. from June 5th to August 14th. Mark Hart, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Charles. It's always wonderful to be here.
Remind us briefly about the Coral Gables Congregational Church's mission statement in terms of its relationship with the arts and the general community.
Well, the mission statement of the church is the church itself and its body sees the arts as a way of opening a window to the Creator, whomever or whatever that Creator means to you or anyone. But I think we both know that the arts is some way reveals something within us and ignites something within us that takes us to a higher level. So the church itself believes very strongly in the significance of that. And the community arts program itself dovetails off that mission by serving a diverse community with educational and culturally enriching experiences through the transforming power of the arts.
Tell us about the work your organization does with youth and its outreach music education program. I read that you were just in New York at Jazz at Lincoln Center with CAP's All-Star Jazz Ensemble. It must have been a thrill.
It really was. Of course, CAP being the acronym for Community Arts Program, which is the program of the Coral Gables United Church of Christ, which is our arts outreach into the community. And what that does with the Conservatory for the Arts, it offers music learning for children through one-on-one music lessons, classes in music theory, performance. And then we also offer the practical end of that, where students get together and they perform in a number of ensembles, one of them being the one you just mentioned, the All-Star Jazz Ensemble. And most recently, the All-Star Jazz Ensemble was one of 15 youth bands throughout the United States and Canada chosen to perform in Essentially Ellington, which is a program at Jazz at Lincoln Center, under the very wonderful guidance of Wynton Marsalis. And we went there and performed with the other 14 top youth bands in the U.S. and Canada, and came back with three awards, one for an outstanding trombone player, one for outstanding trumpet, and one for outstanding drummer. So we were very proud of that, and it's an invaluable experience for all the kids that were with us.
And did Marsalis interact with them in terms of critique and encouragement?
He did. Wynton Marsalis is very, very hands-on with the program and the kids that are there. He had a great Q&A session with all the kids. He presented all the awards, gave out some just wonderful advice to all the children and youth that were there. And his passion and their passion at Jazz at Lincoln Center is just incredibly significant and very evident.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this terrific summer series that you have. Starting June 5th, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with an opening by the CAP All-Star Jazz Ensemble. What kind of sound can we expect, both from the students and the consummate artists?
Yes, well, this is the other arm to the community arts program, in addition to its Conservatory for the Arts, the summer concert series. And the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is coming back. We had them the last time back in 2006. It's hard to believe it's been 8 years. And of course, it's a big band, so you're going to hear the big band sound, the sound of a swing and great, great music. So it's going to be a very energetic evening. And opening for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is the Community Arts Program All-Star Jazz Ensemble. So you're going to hear some of the repertoire that we did at Jazz at Lincoln Center earlier this month. It's a great experience.
I think we'll be swinging,
a big sound.
Swinging in the church.
That I can guarantee.
On June 19th, the very gifted violinist Ann Akiko Myers, a public artist since age 11 with her discs of Barber and Brook violin concertos, comes to the sanctuary with Mozart, Ravel, and Piazzolla, and she brings a very famous violin.
She does, and this is what is very significant about this, is the fact that Ann Akiko Myers was given not just on loan for a short period, but for life. She's been given the Ex Vieux Temps, the Guarnera del Gesù, dated 1741, and she's been given this for the rest of her life as the caretaker of this. I understand it's a $16 million violin, so you can imagine the sweet sound that comes from that. And not just that, but just the wonderful artistry that Ann Akiko Myers brings with her, no matter what violin she's playing on, is just incredible.
And she's doing Mozart, Ravel, and Piazzolla.
She is, yes. So it's a nice program, very varied. And also, there'll be two premieres on the program as well, one by Mason Bates, East Coast premiere, and then Somai Sato is another composer that she'll be premiering a piece of on the 19th.
July 3rd, you present the Four Freshmen and the Great American Songbook. Why don't you tell the listeners about these four singers and their vocal influence?
Well, gee, what can I say about the Four Freshmen that probably hasn't already been said? It's a group that started in 1948, a group of college students, and of course it's gone under many, many reconstructions over the years, and this is the most recent of the configuration of the Four Freshmen. And the unique quality about these four freshmen is that they're all instrumentalists, so they're all playing instruments and singing, and they're like a four-man band as well as a four-man jazz group. So it's going to be quite interesting and quite a great time, and you'll hear a lot of old tunes and a lot of old jazz tunes, old pop tunes, and of course music from the Great American Songbook.
Well, your next classical offering, July 17th, is from the Royal Family guitarist, namely Celino Romero.
Yes, Celino Romero, the youngest of the Romero clan and part of Los Romeros. And last summer, we had his uncle on the program, Pepe Romero. So we're very excited this season to have Celino Romero on the program performing a great guitar recital.
July 31st, we return to jazz with the James Carter Organ Trio. James Carter on alto, tenor, baritone, soprano, sax. Gerard Gibbs on Hammond B3 organ. And Leonard King drums. I hear there's everything from funk to acoustic.
There is. It's a wide variety of things. I call it a festive jazz feast with all the trimmings, and that's what we're going to get with that concert. And I am just so excited to be dragging a Hammond B3 into that church and exposing that to our audience, that it's going to be just a terrific, terrific evening.
Give our audience a little idea of that Hammond.
Well, you know, if you've ever been to a Baptist church, and they rip up and down that keyboard, and it's every conceivable sound that you could expect out of an organ that is being told that it can express anything it wants. That's what you're going to hear from a Hammond B3 with the Leslie speakers, and I'm just looking forward to that.
Finally, the 2014 summer season at Coral Gables Congregational Church ends with renowned jazz guitarist Livingston Taylor performing folk, pop, gospel, and jazz. It should be a terrific closer.
It is. It's going to be a closer that, you know, I've said that he's an unforgettable arrow to the heart, where he just takes you and he embraces you from the beginning to the end. A great storyteller through his singing of jazz, gospel, pop. And he, of course, he wrote many of the top 40 tunes that his brother James Taylor made very, very popular. So we're looking forward to having Livingston there with us.
Well, Mark Hart, I want to thank you for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Charles. And I hope to see you at some of the Community Arts Program Summer Concert Series concerts this year.
The Coral Gables Congregational Church Community Arts Program truly dominates the summer season here in South Florida. When other music series play it safe with fall, winter, early spring season runs, the CGCC takes the seemingly unproductive summer months and has built up a large, expanding audience for over 29 years. Most of their success hinges on the unerring choice of artists, both classical and jazz players, who are established and in some cases on the cusp of successful careers. It's certainly a major treat for South Florida residents during the region's least comfortable season of the year. To order tickets, call 305-448-7421, extension 153, and search the web at communityartsprogram.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.